Sleep deprivation undermines glycogen replenishment, a critical recovery process for endurance athletes. Glycogen stored in your muscles and liver is the primary fuel source for prolonged exercise, and hard training depletes those stores. Sleep is essential for restoring them. Poor sleep disrupts the hormonal, metabolic, and inflammatory pathways needed for efficient refueling. The main mechanisms are hormonal and metabolic. Sleep loss reduces growth hormone production, which supports glycogen resynthesis and recovery. At the same time, it increases cortisol, a stress hormone that promotes glycogen breakdown rather than storage. That creates a double threat. The body is less able to rebuild glycogen while simultaneously burning through it faster. Sleep deprivation also impairs glucose uptake in muscles. Muscles need to absorb glucose from the bloodstream to convert it into glycogen, but poor sleep makes that process less efficient. As a result, even adequate carbohydrate intake may not fully restore fuel stores. In addition, sleep loss increases systemic inflammation, which can interfere with metabolic processes and further hinder glycogen storage. The practical consequences for endurance athletes are significant. Reduced glycogen replenishment leads to lower endurance, earlier fatigue, slower recovery, and diminished performance. Athletes may struggle to maintain pace, feel heavier legs, hit the wall sooner, and have less capacity for high-intensity efforts. Over time, chronic sleep loss can compromise training quality, increase injury risk, and limit race day performance. The key takeaway is that sleep is not optional for endurance athletes. It is a core performance factor, alongside training and nutrition. To maximize recovery and glycogen restoration, prioritize consistent, high-quality sleep, ideally 7 to 9 hours per night. Supporting tools such as lactate testing and heart rate variability monitoring can help coaches assess metabolic efficiency and recovery status, allowing training plans to be adjusted to optimize performance and reduce overtraining risk.